Hi, thank you for calling. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please?
68454.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
First name is Ben or Benjamin. Last name is Fan.
Thank you. I do have your account pulled up, and if you can verify for me, please, your address.
525 7th Street. How did you pull up my account? Which is my name?
With your zip code.
Oh, okay. 525 7th Street, Unadilla, Nebraska, 68454.
Okay, yes, I have your account pulled up. I show that you ordered a smartwatch, and how can I help you?
Well, I want to kind of verify the authenticity of this. I'm a little worried that due to certain software and phishing software that this isn't a scam.
Oh, okay. I understand. Well, it looks like, let me check and see what you signed up for. Hold on for one moment. Okay, so it looks like you paid $11.94. That includes the shipping and the warranty. One moment. Be right with you.
Okay. Appreciate this.
No problem. Okay, so it looks like you signed up for a trial period. Let's see, you try the product before you buy it. The trial is for 14 days. Day 14, if you decide that you don't want to be billed, then you have to call in to cancel. If you want the watch and you want to keep it, then you would be billed the full cost of the watch.
How much is
Let me.
okay? Well, can I just cancel this altogether then? Because I didn't read any of that.
Okay, now that information, it was disclosed in the terms, but hold on for one moment. Now, I can extend out your trial period additional 16 days and provide you with a full 30-day trial. And if you like the watch, I can also discount it for you at 35% off.
Well, what would the total price be?
Okay, let me check for you. One moment. Looking at our directory now. And it's a smartwatch. It's not showing me the cost. One moment, I must be passing right by it. Hold on for one moment.
Okay.
Smartwatch, I'm looking, it's not giving me the cost. Hold on. Okay, it's not giving me the cost, I'm sorry, of the watch.
Well,
Yeah, it's the weirdest
doesn't help
thing.
me.
I know, because I'm. It's
is there any way just to
not on
cancel
here.
all this altogether?
Okay, one moment.
I'm a little worried. And also, as far as security purposes, how secure is, with my credit card being
Oh,
applied to this?
Right, we don't sell your information or anything like that.
You don't.
No, we don't do that. Well,
is there fine print for that? That I, well,
oh no,
if you can find one.
No. No, I'm just going to reach out to my to management to find out how much it is, because
Okay.
usually, I mean, we're like customer service for over 400 products, but so I'm looking at the directory, and I'm just making sure that, you know, maybe I didn't scroll too fast and don't see it, but I don't see it, so I can find out though. Hold on for 1 second. Let's see.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And what's the name of this company?
One moment. Well, we don't really have a name. We're just customer service for multiple products that are ordered online. So we work for over 400 companies.
Okay, but you guys don't have any sort of incorporated name?
No.
How do you register for taxes? How do you pay taxes?
No, no, that I don't know.
It doesn't have a business ID?
I can give you like an email address.
That'd be great.
Okay, hold on for one moment. And I'm in the meantime just waiting for management to reach out to me.
That's fine. So when I filled, what had happened was is I took a survey, and then the watch popped up, and it said the offer was for the smartwatch was just for paying for shipping and handling, and there was no fine print.
And did you see any terms or conditions or anything like that at the top of the page or at the bottom of the page?
I did not.
No?
I just clicked on the watch. It asked for my information. Then it asked to have credit card information to pay for the shipping and handling. And then I never got any sort of receipt, and, you know, via email or anything confirming
what you signed up for.
Right. And so then that made me a little suspicious, because typically when you do that stuff, you'll usually get an email sent right away saying, here's your receipt, here's the, you know, terms and conditions, this kind of thing, and nothing happened. So I immediately went to my bank and looked, and yes, indeed, that charge was placed through. So then I started to get suspicious that, well, maybe this is a scam. So I was thinking about just having my bank intercept the charges and just cancel it. They gave me this number, my bank did.
Which is fine. I mean, you did the right thing. You'd rather call, you know, rather be safe than sorry. There's nothing wrong with that. But they haven't even reached out to me, so I'll just go through the protocol. And I'm sorry, I'm looking at the directory, and it's like listing over 20 products, but the watch is not on here. Why, I don't know, because usually I don't have a problem. But, I mean, I don't want to just make up a price, you know, but I don't know. It's just not on the directory, and that's weird. I'm wondering, because we're able to associate the account according to the number that the customer calls in on, and then that way it gives us a list of the directory of the different products that, you know, we have available. So I'm looking at the list, but the watch isn't on here. So I can offer you a 50% discount if you decided to stay.
How much?
The program, 50% discount if you decided to stay in a program. I know the watch is at least $91.
Okay, but when you say 50%, is that 50% off the watch or 50%
yes.
off the more?
No,
okay,
that would
not
be
part of a membership of any
right.
sort.
Right. No. See, you would be billed one time, and it would be 50% off. Say it's $90, it would be 50% off of the $90.
Right. And so, say for instance, I do decide, if you do honor the 50%, and I do decide to go through with this, thereafter, I won't be charged for anything?
No, the account, it's only a one-time charge. So you would only be billed one time. Let me just make sure. Let me read this over again. Hold on. You're in a 16-day trial. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
That's fine. I'm probably going to annoy you because I'm
no,
one
that's
that
okay. That's okay.
I get really tedious with facts, and so I'm afraid to ask a lot of questions.
No, that's okay. I'm just making sure I'm reading over all this information. Let's see. One moment.
No, you're fine. Take your time.
Okay, so it's really strange on how to read this, but just bear with me.
No, you're fine. I'd prefer to get the facts, and
mm-hmm.
if it takes you longer than normal to provide those to me, I'm fine. Where are you located at? Is it a call center?
Yes, it's a call center, but actually I'm working from home.
Ah, well, that makes sense nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, just in case, an extension or a way to get a hold of you directly in the future?
Oh, no, but we
it's
always
just
have
random.
To. No, we always have to update the account. So I'll have to update the reason that you called in.
Gotcha.
Okay, let's see. Let me take my time and read this again. I keep reading the same thing over and over again, but I just want to make sure the information
mm-hmm.
I'm providing you is correct.
Is it cold today where you're at?
Well, actually, I'm in Georgia. It's not that bad. Mm-mm. It's not bad
yet.
At all, no.
That's good. Are you guys supposed to get snow? I know there's a storm moving through.
Yeah, it's, let's see. We got a little snow. It was last Saturday, I want to say. No, maybe it
mm-hmm.
was Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, but it wasn't a lot. I'm from Chicago, so the snow that we did get here was nothing. Now my family
if you're
is
from
it's
from Chicago, that ain't nothing.
Right,
for you.
This was nothing. It was too funny because places were shutting down. I'm like, this is nothing. Now my sister just sent me some pictures from she's at home in Chicago, and I'm like, wow, it's been snowing ever since yesterday. So I think they're getting maybe like 10 or 12 inches or something like that, and I'm like, ooh-wee. It's beautiful, but just driving in that mess, it can be a headache.
Yeah,
It's just, but you know what? It's just weird how this reads, and they haven't responded back to me yet. I don't think it's recurring because, let's see, we wouldn't keep sending you a watch every month.
No.
Mm-mm. We wouldn't keep
so
sending you a watch.
Do you have to access management independently for each item? Is that it? And they're the people that are in charge of the watch are not
mm-hmm.
responding?
No, well, what I'm doing, I'm just reaching out to my supervisor because I'm just wondering why the watch wasn't on the script that I'm looking at. And it has a directory because I was just curious, wanting to know. So just in case I get another call, I don't know how much the watch is. Because for whatever reason, it's not on the page. We have every other item on the page, but the watch isn't. I reached out to management, and they haven't responded. So just hold. If you don't mind holding, I'm just going to send a message to someone else, okay?
Definitely.
Hold up for 1 second. So, I mean, I'd rather know than not know. Okay, so I just sent it to another supervisor, and let's see if she responds. Oh, you know what? I guess I asked how much is the watch because I don't see it on the script, but we are customer service for so many different products. She'll need to know which one I'm speaking of. So hold on. Let me send her that information too.
Okay.
One moment.
I'm going to put you on speaker here.
That's fine.
Because I'm going to see if I can't go retrace my steps and see if it illustrates a price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. can I reach out to someone else too? Because they haven't even responded. So let me just ask someone else. And I'm also asking, is it a one-time charge?
Yeah, that's a
okay.
Good.
That way, at least I'll know, because like I say, usually it's on the script and it's in our directory. But for whatever reason, I didn't see it, and I kept scrolling down thinking, you know, maybe I just missed it. But no, I must have looked at it 4 or 5 times and I didn't see it. So
what I just did is I just redid the survey real quick.
Mm-hmm.
The watch says regular price $89.99.
Okay, they're responding. Look, now that you looked, and now there was someone else is responding. Okay, so you said it's you said it's $89.99.
That's what it says, regular price.
Okay, let's see what she tells me. She's typing now. We're Skyping each other.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. Oh, okay. Hold up a second. Okay, so now it explains why it's not on there. Okay. All right. So this is what you signed up for. And I was going to mention this, but I said, well, let me find out. Okay. So the watch that you ordered, you just pay the $11.94. So that includes the warranty and all. But in addition to that, you signed up for a a shopping membership, where you would receive a $125 gift card that goes to your email address. And that is for online shopping only. And now that is a recurring charge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't want.
Okay.
How do I cancel that?
No problem. One moment. So that explains why there was no cost on the directory. One second.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. Okay, now you'll still get the watch. You just won't be a part of the warranty. Okay, one moment.
It won't have a warranty, or it won't?
No. I'm sorry. You'll still get the watch along with the warranty. You just won't get the shopping membership.
That's fine by me.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay, so I canceled it out, and then you will receive email confirmation that the account is canceled. And let me just add notations right quick. One moment.
Okay.
Okay. You are all set. I did update the account with the information we discussed. Everything is canceled, and then you will receive email confirmation that the account is canceled, and then I can provide you with the cancellation number also.
Okay. And
okay.
So
mm-hmm.
just to reiterate, mm-hmm. You were going to give me the 50% off the watch?
Correct. That's for you're not going to be billed for the watch. The information that I previously provided you with was incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. That was for a different, how should I say, campaign.
Okay.
For a different, same product, just a different company.
Gotcha.
This particular company, we provide you with a shopping membership. That explains why I didn't see the cost of the watch in the directory. because you're only paying the $11.94.
And so then I should be fine with not, I won't get any more charges from this
Correct.
Point on.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But just to all my credit card information that I provided, was mm-hmm. that through you guys? You handle that?
Yes, your credit card information. Oh. We don't have the complete 16 digits. We only have the first six and the last four.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's secure. I don't
yes.
have to worry about it. Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. I made sure everything was canceled out, and no, it's secure.
Okay.
All of our calls are monitored and recorded as well.
Oh, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, now your cancellation number is going to be C like Charles. 258-884-679.
Okay.
Okay.
And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
That's okay. My name is Cindy.
Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You rocked us out, Cindy.
No problem. Glad I was able to help, and thank you for calling customer care, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.